begins to destroy you and eat you up, the anger and the rage. And it was just like that every day. And I went and saw a psychologist. And I sat in this room and I just opened up my heart, but it didn't seem to help. Because every time I came away, I felt worse. Because I had to deal with it. But I had to choose it in the end. I had to choose it to set myself free, and so did Rain. And it's an everyday, every moment of the day choice. Because I go to Chris's grave and I get angry. But I still choose to forgive and move on, because I know it's going to destroy me, and I know Chris wouldn't want that. So I don't do that anymore. I don't hold on to that rage anymore. Yes, it exists, but I don't hold on to it anymore.
When you're committing a crime, when you're doing what you're doing, you're not thinking about the other person. You're not thinking about how, what impact it would have on their lives or their families. You're just thinking about yourself. I'm thinking about my victims. It makes me really sit back and say, you know what, I shouldn't have done that, or I could never do this again.
Until this day, I can honestly say that I've never felt this much remorse or like pain for someone who I've caused hurt to. It's just like, it's opened my eyes.